Our next guest is CEO of a metals company called HTA Group. They've got a workshop in Campbellfield. And they say the protest, the constant protests outside the front of their workshop is stopping people from going to work. Norm Tucker, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Tom.
So what does HTA do?
We're a metal heat treating company. We harden parts for engineering industry, parts like wheelchair frames, lawnmower blades, gears and all sorts of items for the local industries in Melbourne.
The pro-Palestinian protesters, which I believe are outside the front of your workshop, say that you make parts for F-35 fighter jets. Is that true?
No, not in Melbourne. As I said, we heat treat parts for the local companies there, wheelchair frames and so forth. So, yeah, absolutely not.
And tell us about the protest. Tell us about the protesters. How long have they been there, and what are they actually doing?
Well, it started back in late January. They were coming once a week, and then they stepped it up to twice a week, and they usually hang around about half a day, stopping our guys from coming and going. And today they were there again, so at 2 a.m. of all times.
2 in the morning?
Yeah, sleeping bags, set up a lovely little buddy food for them,
Is it true that some of your employees are now refusing to come to work?
Oh, yeah, mate. It absolutely. It's so intimidating for someone to walk past these people yelling at us and calling us names I can't repeat in the radio.
Right. So they're abusing your staff?
Yes.
Okay. And what about, I heard there's, have they been vandalising some of your equipment?
Yeah. They put padlocks around our gate, and they've cut power to the gate, electric gate. They vandalised our power supply, and that took us down for a week and a half.
Oh. Have you told the police?
Painted our walls.
Have you told the police?
Yeah. Unfortunately, they're really understaffed. We all know this. They're understaffed down here in Melbourne. They're doing what they can, but the law is not supporting them, mate. There's a shoddy run system down here in Victoria, unlike New South Wales, where they have the move on power to move these protesters on.
Yeah, the police in Victoria lost those powers, I think it was last year. So how much is this costing you, do you think?
Oh, tens of thousands of a month, easy. Plus the mental health. The greatest thing is the mental health on the staff. You can understand that these people, they just don't want to come to work, our guys, and they're losing sleep and they're talking of all sorts of things. It's just not a pretty thing to deal with.
All right, thank you, Norm. Norm Tucker, they're CEO of HTA Group. So they've got workshops and factories around Australia, but this particular one in Campbellfield, which does not make parts for F-35 fighter jets, it makes frames for wheelchairs, it makes lawnmower blades, stuff like that. And several times a week, pro-Palestinian protesters swearing at his staff when they walk in, and some of the staff don't want to go to work anymore, vandalising power supplies. Melbourne is the protest capital of Australia.